It's Tuesday, and this is the Ramsey Call of the Day, part of the Ramsey Network. Joining me today is Ramsey personality Christy Wright. Dave is with us in Huntington, West Virginia. Hi, Dave. Welcome to the Ramsey Show.
Yeah, appreciate you having me.
Sure.
Love listening to you guys, and appreciate your brutal honesty. So.
Well, thanks.
That's his specialty. We are here for you.
It would be brutal to be dishonest.
No, I appreciate you guys. Hey, I'm a W-2 employee at the VA Medical Center in Huntington. Love that job and work in the medical field, and also staff surgery centers with anesthesia under a 1099. Maybe a quick crazy question, but I put off the taxes to the end of the year on my 1099, and whatever my account says I owe, I put into my SEP instead. Crazy, not crazy.
Won't do it. Your SEP is only a deduction. Oh. It's not a tax credit.
Okay, that's all righty.
So when you put, if you put $10,000 in your SEP, it doesn't save you $10,000 on taxes. If you put $10,000 in your SEP and you're in a 30% tax bracket, it saves you $3,000 on taxes. So you're still going to owe $7,000 in taxes.
I appreciate that. Yep. Okay. So you advocate obviously paying the quarterlies and.
Yes. Yeah, you're going to be going to be penalized and fined if you do not pay your quarterlies anyway. Now, what you can do if you want to do if you want to just calculate it is the 1099 steady? Is it predictable?
Yes. Yes.
You could just up your withholding on your W-2 job for enough to cover it.
Oh, okay. Fair enough.
And so, you know, let's say, what do you make at your 1099 job a year?
Well, there's four business partners. We've probably got an AR of $750,000 to a million.
I'm sorry, you make $750,000
1099
income?
No. Our AR is, I misunderstood the question. No, mine is probably 80. My cut would be $80,000 a year on that.
On the 1099 alone?
On the 1099, yes.
Yeah, so you have $80,000 that you have not paid taxes on if you don't file your quarterlies. Okay, and what do you make at your W-2 job?
Right at $200,000.
Okay. All right, so let's just say the taxes, I'll just make up a number. When you sit with your tax person and they say the taxes on the $80,000 is $24,000. Okay?
Okay.
Then you would just increase your W-2 by $2,000 a month. Which is $24,000 a year, and then you would have already paid your taxes on your $80,000, and you would not be susceptible, I don't think, ask your tax person, but I don't think you'd be susceptible to a penalty at that point. But if you've made $80,000 more than 2 years in a row, and you don't pay quarterlies, or you don't somehow have proper withholding done, you're going to be penalized for not doing your quarterlies. And just saving it up and paying it at the end of the year is not an option. It is an option, but it's an expensive option to use. So you need to get a good tax pro in your corner and either do quarterlies or do what I'm talking about if you don't get penalized the way I'm talking about. I'm not positive about that part of it, but that's another way to handle the math. Thanks for tuning in to the Ramsey Call of the Day. To check out all of our podcasts, just search Ramsey Network on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen.